On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this is Bob Keebler, and joining me today is Vince Lackner. Vince is president of the Lackner Group and an expert on Form 706. His software is used by thousands of people across the United States in perfecting their 706, 709, and the new 8939 filing. Vince, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bob.
Vince, help me out. For 2010 deaths, many people are either going to have to file a Form 8939 to elect out of the estate tax or a Form 706 to actually step up to the plate and pay the estate tax. And let's talk first about 8939. Do I have that correct, that if you want to elect out of the estate tax, you file the 8939?
That is correct. Now, the 8939 has not been released yet, so we don't know the exact mechanism for that, but we assume that filing the form will represent the election out of the estate tax and into carryover basis.
And I understand from the notice and revenue proc that were put out by the service in early August that there is no protective 8939.
Correct. That's my understanding as well.
So okay, let's turn to the 706. So let's say somebody determines that either A, they're under $5 million, but they want to run the statute of limitations, or B, they're over $5 million, but they're willing to pay the estate tax to get that step up in basis. Then they would file a Form 706. And the current final 706 for 2010 is out. And first, Vince, I know that you're concerned with the penalties of perjury statement that talks about a complete return requiring a list of all properties situated in the United States. Why did they change the language?
Well, I think it was inadvertent because they were releasing the 706-NA for non-resident aliens at the same time, and I believe they simply copy-pasted the language from the one to the other. And that language regarding property in the United States is appropriate for the 706-NA, but not for the 706.
And Vince, I know this is really a hyper-technical question, but on Schedule F, there's still a reference in there to collections whose artistic or collectible value exceeds $10,000. I know this was removed from the instructions, but it's still on the form. So what are practitioners supposed to do?
Well, two things. One is that that was inadvertent as well, as I understand it. So the IRS is going to be reposting the final 706 for 2010 to correct that, as well as a penalty of perjury statement. We should see that tomorrow morning. I believe that's Thursday morning. Secondly, if you need to file before that new one's out, it would affect you only if you have a property that no single item is at least $3,000, but the collection is over $10,000. That's the only scenario when the change in the question would matter to you. And that should be fairly few of those folks, and they could wait the extra day to get the final form.
Vince, let's come back to the whole step-up and basis issue. Many practitioners in my seminars have asked me, do you physically need to file a Form 706 to receive the step-up and basis, or is that automatic, irrelevant of the fact that you file or do not file?
Yeah, I believe it's automatic. I believe that there may be a reg somewhere in the 1041 world that fixes your basis at death as the fair market value at death. So as before, when the 706 exclusion was $1 million or $1.5 million or $2 or $3.5 million or $5 million, when you didn't file a 706 because the estate was too small, you still got the step up in basis even without filing a 706.
Now, I know the 706 is now only 28 pages instead of 40. Where did those other 12 pages go?
Yes, those were the instructions that were on the back of many of the schedules, but a part of the form when the IRS released them. They've all been moved to the instructions themselves, and that includes Schedule M, which was a little different in that the top half of it had instructional material as well. That's been moved off of Schedule M into the actual instructions, and the two sections on Schedule M have both been expanded to provide more space. The upper one is for Q-tip property, and the lower one is for all other property.
Now, Vince, when I'm preparing an estate tax return, the schedule that probably concerns me the most is Schedule R. Help me out with how that changed in 2010. And then secondly, let's talk about what if you do not file a Form 706, can you address Schedule R issues on Form 8939?
Well, a couple of things. One is that the rate, the GST rate for 2010 is still 0%. The line one maximum allowable GST exemption is $5 million because that went along with the new tax law. And then the bottom of the schedules R, Part 2, Part 3, and R-1 have been changed from the marginal rate of 45%, or that number that was 2.8-something has been replaced by a multiply by zero in all three cases. So you have a 0% rate reflected there, but you still have the $5 million GST exemption on line one. Based upon the rev proc and the notice, it appears that one could file and attach a Schedule R to the 8939. I don't know that we have enough guidance yet on how exactly that will fit into the form, because the form that's up there is a draft from last December 2010, and we have no knowledge of whether the final form 8939 will look anything like the draft.
Well, Vince, so that's all very helpful. Let's think through this now. So basically, if we're under $5 million, and we're going to receive a complete step-up in basis, and there is technically no need to file a 706. If we're over $5 million and we want to elect out of the estate tax, we're going to file Form 8939. But if we're over $5 million and we desire to pay an estate tax, then we should file Form 706. Is that kind of a executive summary?
That's correct. The IRS definitely doesn't want you to file both. In fact, their instructions for 2010 say that you file one or the other. If you do file both, or if you file multiple 8939s that claim more than the increase in basis that you're allowed, namely the $1.3 million in any case and up to $3 million for property going to a surviving spouse, then the IRS will come back to you and say that we want you to file a 706 or an 8939 and make sure it's a collective 8939 that represents all the information in one place, not to exceed those basis increase numbers. It raises an interesting question of, well, the deadline is November 15th. The form is not out yet, and today is September 7th. We have no idea what the form will look like. People might need more time to file by November 15th. So it may be a worst-case scenario where, well, if you end up filing in such a way that you force the IRS to come back to you, to say we want you to file something that's one or the other in a collective 8939, that may be a way of getting more time if you can't get it any other way.
That's an interesting approach to that, and I think we're going to have to be very cautious with what we do, because there's certainly many estates that are going to be struggling with what decision to make. So, Vince, on behalf of Lineberg Information Services, I just want to sincerely thank you for being with us today. You're a wealth of knowledge on Form 706 and Form 8939. And right now, that wealth of knowledge is desperately needed by practitioners.
Well, thank you.
Again,
Bob. My pleasure.
On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler, joined by Vince Lackner, discussing 2010 filings, including Form 706 and Form 8939.